بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، firstly with regard to brief explanation and brief translation of the ash'ar that we read while making zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to build our concentration and to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his connection. We did this poem here when making zikr of La ilaha illallah, that ilahi atahu zarra dard dil ke marta hai bedard bimar tera, koi tujhse kuch koi kuch chahta hai, main tujhse hu ya rab talabgar tera. And oh Allah, give me a speck of your love, give me a drop of your love, that the servant of yours is like a dead person without your love. It is, I'm wandering all over the show because I don't have your love. I'm turning to everybody else and nothing of mine is getting done. So the reality is, oh Allah, I need your love. And when I realize that only you can do my work, and this comes when a person realizes the greatness of Allah and Allah's love come in his heart, then he will say to Allah immediately, koi tujhse kuch koi kuch chahta hai, main tujhse hu ya rab talabgar tera. That, oh Allah, everybody is asking from you, and somebody is asking this, somebody wants something else, all the different types of needs. But what is my need? Oh Allah, I want from you only yourself. That is what I want. When you got the king, you got everybody else. So that is the object of making zikr, only for Allah Rabbul Izzat, only for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. And a person has to be talabgar, you have to be desirous. That, oh Allah, I want you, please make me yours, I'm not worthy in the least, but... Then a person further mentions and makes dua to Allah Ta'ala and presents in the court of Allah. Nahi hai dua dono alam se kuch mujhko matlab, tu matloob, main hu talib tera. That, oh Allah, really there is nobody, no objective for me in my life in both the worlds. Not even Jannat, not even the year after. But I only want you, oh Allah. You are my objective. And that is why I am sitting and making zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, I am in need of you. That is why I am making zikr. And a person should realize that zikr is my need. It's not that I am just doing it for entertainment or I am just doing it because I am here. It's my need and I need to make zikr to get this connection with Allah. And then, utagham, oh Allah, remove all the sorrows and all the distress that I have got till now. And rakum mid, put trust, put hope in my heart. Imdadi haqte, from the help of the King of all kings, the true help. Help only comes from Allah Ta'ala. All our needs can only... So Allah, remove all the sorrows that I'm turning to everybody else, and instead of getting my work done, I'm getting more grief, I'm getting more headaches, more depression. So remove all that and put hope, that make dua to Allah Ta'ala, make zikr, and have great hope that Allah Ta'ala is the only true being that can fulfill and my needs and assist me. Tujhe gham hai kya? What is difficult for Allah Rabbul Izzat to remove all this? Then what sorrows you have got? Put your matter to Allah Rabbul Izzat and your matter is solved. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make our zikr attentively and correctly. Further, with regard to our lessons, with regard to the very, very great aspect of our deen, that is salah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم. Yesterday we started with the second sabak, which is just discussing with regard to our niyat of namaz, then takbir tahrima, and our qiyam, the standing posture, how we should go about this and what we should be doing. Then we learned that the first thing after you realize the great ni'mat of namaz, what a great gift it is, etc. And Allah is allowing you to come into His court with great honor and respect. Now you realize that I've got a great appointment with the King of Kings, so I must go properly, take my proper bath, etc., or my wuzu, whatever, dress accordingly. And now when you come in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat, now don't just stay in any haphazard way, don't face any direction. But Allah Ta'ala has taught us, your body, your origin is from sand and water. So turn to the origin of the earth also. The origin of the earth, where the first place Allah Ta'ala has made earth, is Kaaba Sharif. And the first place of worship in the whole world, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna awwala bayti wudhiya linnas. The first place that is the place of honor and dignity, the first building that was most honorable. And we see, outwardly, if we look at Kaaba Sharif, it looks very simple, simple building. Outwardly, it looks like even ash bricks. But because it is connected to Allah Ta'ala, Baytullah, that connection, that nisbat, and here also Allah wants us to get this connection. And that is why Allah is calling us. Who you connected to, that is your value. Don't look at your value on your own. Connect yourself to the right connection, then see your value. Kaaba Sharif, all there are many other so-called outwardly beautiful buildings than Kaaba Sharif. But the greatest building in the world is Kaaba Sharif. And even a person who has got proper understanding, his heart will just get naturally attached to Kaaba Sharif. Whether the ghilaf, the cover is on there or it's not on there. He's extremely just because, and the Kaaba Sharif is the central focal point of the world. So our direction of our body, which is made from sand and water, should be towards Kaaba Sharif. And how that part of the earth, when Allah said, now submit to the command of Allah, either happily and either eagerly or either by force, that part of the earth where Kaaba Sharif is said, immediately it said, oh Allah, we will submit to you happily. So in this way also you'll find, now when you're directing your body towards the Kaaba Sharif, that effect will come into your body. And then a man should understand, now that is your direction of your body. But your reality is not your body. Your reality is your ruh. We are made of composition of body and soul. So what is now the direction of your ruh, which is the main thing? This is the direction of your body, so that people don't stand haphazard also in the masjid or when making namaz. One day you face this direction, that direction, and the object is not the direction, the object is Allah. So your ruh, your life now must be where it came from. It came from Allah. Your body came from earth. Your life, your ruh came from Allah. So turn your attention of your soul towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah who has created us. Allah Ta'ala who has made us. And Allah Ta'ala now has given us so much honor. Now you turn your direction and you turn your body towards Allah. Your soul towards, your body towards Kaaba Sharif. Your soul towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And now Allah Ta'ala has given us this great Allah Ta'ala who is our creator. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Ta'ala who has created us in such a magnificent way that a person, if you just ponder over yourself, Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you look at yourself? And then you'll be astonished, who is my Allah? Then you won't get, today we are so short-minded and so weak-minded that we look at all the toys and we get fascinated. A grandfather buys for his granddaughter a walkie-talkie doll, puts a battery, and he's getting more excited than the poor child. Let's see how the doll is walking size. And that doll, that is just what man made. Allah Ta'ala made us, Allahu Akbar. A pious person says so beautifully, look at the kudrat of Allah from one hair, so-called hand of sand, and see what Allah made you. Now you, Allahu Akbar. وَمِنْ آيَاتِي أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. Allah made you from sand and you became a human being, and now you go moving around here, you moving around there, you making buildings, you driving cars, all that. Allahu Akbar. How Allah Ta'ala has made us, it is totally mind-boggling and fascinating to think. And then Allah Ta'ala did not just made us an empty body. Allah gave us brains, Allah gave us heart, Allah all the organs that are functioning with such precision. It is beyond our imagination how Allah Ta'ala made. And Allah, not like here in the world, the people manufacture computers, now you have to go and learn a whole course, etc. How to? Allah Ta'ala gave us brains. Allah didn't say go and learn a course how to use your brains. Allah Ta'ala immediately taught us how to use our brains. From inception, a child knows exactly my food, my mother's breast has got. I have to go to my mother's breast. A chicken, Allah Ta'ala knows. He immediately don't look for the breast of his mother. He pecks on the ground already, the chicken. So Allah Ta'ala, when we realize that is our creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah who is so kind, now you turn your attention to Allah, immediately Allah Ta'ala's attention is focused to you. And Allah Ta'ala said, now always my banda, not only once in your lifetime, not only once a week, but always, every day, Allah has stipulated times for us, special appointments, that now you come in my court. And not that I need you to come to me. You, because I know you got needs, and come present your needs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allahu Akbar. It's like a father who is very wealthy, etc. And he tells his son that every day, now he's retired, but every day you come meet me 5 minutes, come home and come sit with me. Or a mother is ill, she tells her son or daughter every day, please come see me. If that the son or the daughter has got some understanding, they'll realize, my mother was so kind, my father who did everything for me, now he gave me the business, everything over, shouldn't I go show my respect? Allahu Akbar. And when I go to him, what more he will give me? And then the du'as that he will give me. So Allah Ta'ala, who we belong to Allah. We are in need, the whole world, Allah has registered us, antumul fuqara ilallah. Individually, collectively, the whole United Nations or the whole world put together, every split second we in need of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has shown that what the world plans, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ, they planning, Allah's plan is far above them. Allahu Akbar. وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُومْ لِتَزُولَ مِنُ الْجِبَالِ, although they planning such that you think they'll move mountains. And that is why we turn our attention away from Allah, and then we start sending all stupid messages, one world order, and they're going to do this, and they controlling the world. So we make ourselves scared of all things that don't have power. And that what has got power, Allah, where we must turn our attention to that, we are, instead of turning to Allah, making dua to Allah Ta'ala, we sending all these messages. And we as Muslims ourselves don't realize we're putting fear in one another. And that is why Allah Ta'ala says Shaitan's work is to try and take the nur of Allah Ta'ala away from the earth. Because as we all learn, he is rejected, and the only way he can do it, Allahu Akbar. Yuriduna ayyutfiu nur Allah bi afwahim. He can only try and put off the light of Allah with his mouth. In other words, use the news media, etc. And we also servants of Allah, and we get caught up in his trap. And he is laughing and he is very happy. When you spread news, especially and you listen to the news, Shaitan gets very happy. I got him under my control. And he blows up also. And the moment you turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, he drops like a hot potato. He just falls flat on the ground, and now he turns away. He doesn't know what to do. So Allah Ta'ala says that we in need of Allah. So we should come and present our needs. Now further Hazrat explains, ab bayan namaz ka aur mana alfaz ke misal par samjhe. Now the explanation of the namaz itself and the meanings of it through examples, understand it in this way. Masalan, jis waqt koi banda qasd munajat aur arz hajat ka dil mein muqarrar karke hazir e darbar khas ka ho aur nihayat ta'zim aur aqeedat durust اور نیت خالی سے روبرو اس بادشاہ عالی جا کے کھڑا ہو کر اور رخ التفات کا اور طرف سے ہٹا کر کہے اللہ اکبر, اللہ بہت بڑا ہے, اللہ اکبر. Now understand it in this way. You realize Allah has called me, Allah has given me appointment which I don't deserve, and not one appointment, five times a day, and Allahu Akbar, what an appointment, when the King of Kings, Allah, where you can get an appointment with the ordinary counselor or the president is out of the question. Yeah, Allah is calling you. And there you have to go and you have to plead and try and show that you really got a problem. Allah knows our problem better than us. And Allah is calling us to Him that I know your problem. Now when you come with this honor, that this respect. So example is, just when a person has an intention to go and present his needs secretly and munajat, secretly, you are one to one. Allah is Rabbul Alameen, Allah is the Rabb of all the universes. But Allah Ta'ala has given you the opportunity to say, Subhana Rabbi, my Rabb, pure is my Allah. So now you got one to one, every musalli, Allah's attention is particular to each person. And that is the Qudrat of Allah. Millions, billions of people making namaz or making dua, all in one dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma la yashghulu sam'un an sam'in, wa la yukhlitu al-masail. That, oh Allah, everybody calling you at the same time and you don't get confused. just 2-3 children in the house and they're all speaking together. Mother say, keep quiet, I can't listen to all of you. I don't know what you're saying. Allah listens to everybody, every language. Allah doesn't get confused in the least. That is our Allah. So where are we turning to counselors and all that first? Turn to Allah and then see Allah who is controlling the heart, how that heart will turn. So now when you're going into such an honorable court, then naturally when you want to present your needs, when you got an appointment with a counselor or anybody, now you think, hey, this is a big man. How am I going? How am I must going to present my need in front? What should I say? You're asking everybody, you're keeping in mind. So here also, which court you're going to? The royal court and the greatest court in the world and the owner of the world, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now, dil mein mukarrar karke, in your heart, put your, correct words in your heart, that now I'm going to present myself in Darbar-e-Khas, the special royal court of the kings of kings, Allahu Akbar. Every banda should feel so honored that Allah allows me in His court. Where am I fit, Allahu Akbar? Forget to come to the house of Allah. To just dress like a Muslim alone, it's a great favor of Allah. But today we don't know that reality, so we shy away from it. We don't know who we are. When we come to know Allahu Akbar, you'll so to say pride yourself in shukr. Allah allowed me to wear a topi, Allahu Akbar. Allah allowed me to keep a beard. And everybody, even non-Muslims, you keep a beard, they call you the man of God. And they even know, but we, Allahu Akbar, we don't know who we are. So now in your heart, keep that in mind. That now I'm going to present my needs secretly to Allah. Nobody, even the person next to you, he doesn't know what you are making dua to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has given each one attention individually and full attention, not divided attention. And that person who can't even speak, he's dumb. Allah knows the attention of his heart also. Direct attention to him. So every person is getting full attention from Allah Ta'ala. So on Nihayat, now what a great honor and respect and dignity. And most important, Aqidat Durus. That have the correct belief. Not how we thinking of Allah, that Allah must be like that. No, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us about Allah Rabbul Izzat. What extreme honor, humbleness, and what the correct belief. And that is why we have to correct our beliefs daily. That, oh Allah, I bring Iman as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us how to bring Iman. Not our understanding of God, and like today with all this shaitan's plan, and why are they making the whole world scared and fall into a trap, one world religion. That we all follow Abrahamic cult. We all follow Abraham. Everybody follows Abraham. So he's also worshipping God. We also worship. No. Allah said clearly, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. What you understand of Allah and who is Allah is two different things. Our Allah is unique. And Allah is Allah. Every Nabi that came, the next Nabi came, those people had to follow that Nabi. And the final Nabi is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you say you followed Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam himself said that Ibrahim Hanifa, he was on the straight path. Allah says, Ma kana Ibrahim Hanifa, Ma kana Ibrahim Yahudiya wala Nasraniya, walakin kana Hanifa Muslima. He was a proper Muslim. So how can we say, no, we all must consider one another. No, and interfaith conferences, Allahu Akbar. Where we have lost our beliefs, we are in jeopardy. And so we not even have the correct Iman. And then we understand in the court of Allah. And that is why Allah Ta'ala taught us, well, you can't reach Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Our object is Allah. We only worship Allah. But to reach Allah, Allah has sent His special man, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we will explain, inshallah, just now, that without Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then those who followed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companion, we should have never understood our deen. We should have never know who Allah Ta'ala is. But sadly, with all that we got on a golden tray, we still not appreciating. So a person should realize, come in the court of Allah with great respect. And honor and stand with great respect in the court of Allah. Not like you're standing next to your friend, you sometimes leaning on him, or you're standing like you're like a boss or something. No, stand with great respect, humility. And humility also not what we think. Many a person thinks humility is to bow your head down. Allah sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to teach us. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform salah how we saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed it to the Sahaba, and they showed it to their followers, the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi, and till today we are so fortunate. We got this full chain that goes right up to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that salah that was taught directly by Allah Rabbul Izzat to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now, and then also very important, the correct belief and niyat khalis, with pure intention that only for Allah Rabbul Izzat, that I have come in the court of Allah only for Allah, not even for a reward. Not Allah is going to reward you. Although we are beggars and we are slaves of Allah, we don't deserve reward. But Allah says, you come, I will reward you. Like their father say, you come meet me, he gave you everything, but still every day he'll give you something. And then he'll make dua for you again. Duas of the parents, that is another thing. So when a person realizes this, and then Allahu Akbar, those who did these causes, and they understand, that is why we have to learn from the men of Allah. Like Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah Alayhi, for example, women also did their cause through the chain of women. Men did their cause also through the same chain that all came from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah Alayhi forget for Faraz Namaz, she used to get up for Tahajjud and she used to first talk to Allah, oh Allah, if I'm getting up because I want Jannat, deprive me of Jannat. If I'm getting up because I'm worried you'll throw me in Jahannam, then throw me in Jahannam. But oh Allah, if I'm getting up because I want you, please make me yours and you become ours. So this niyat also, sawab is on its place. That to make niyat of sawab, no problem. And that is because our minds are still weak in understanding. So we listen to the sawabs and we go. Like Allahu Akbar, a father has got a big business and he's got workers, even the manager also, all his work, their wages are all stipulated. But the children, no, your son comes on his time to work, etc., no wages stipulated for him. But when he needs a car, he just tells his father, father gives him a car. He needs clothes, he gets his groceries, all from there. Why? His objective is only to please his father. So we have to realize, similarly, if a daughter, for example, mother is sick, she says, my daughter, you come in, just cook for me a few days, I'll give you 100 rand every day. If that daughter comes for the pleasure of the mother, and she don't ask mother, mommy, where's my 100 rand? Mommy, where's my 100? If she asks, the mother will say, oh, what mentality you got? You're only coming to cook for 100 rand. But if she says, Ammi, I don't want money or anything. I come only for your service. I only want your happiness. Then how happy the mother will get. What the mother won't. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah knows in our hearts why we're coming. So we have to correct that niyat also. And now rubaru, now you write in the presence of Allah. We have this clear in mind that outwardly you can't see Allah with your naked eye. But when your islah is made, you'll able to antabud Allah ka'annaka tara, as if though you can see Allah. And you'll able to feel who brought me here. So in front of who you are, Bacha Ali Jah, the greatest king, the kings of kings, the only king in any case. I'm standing in front of him and Rukh Iltifat ka. Now turn your attention totally away from everybody else. Everything now and just clearing your thoughts, etc., as we learn, without a cause of zikrullah and without making your zikr daily under the guidance of a sheikh, you'll never able to get your attention towards Allah. We'll come in the masjid, but we'll still be thinking, hey, I got that work. I don't know how it's going to get done. And in your mind, you're thinking, hey, I'll tell him this lie and that lie. Whereas if you come in the court of Allah, turning your attention, Ya Allah, wawfawidu amri Allah. I have handed my matter to you, O Allah. You sort out my matter. And then you'll be surprised and shocked how Allah Ta'ala sorts out our matters. Until today we see how Allah Ta'ala, you just turn your attention to Allah, Allah Ta'ala sends such help that you are shocked yourself. And that's a different whole cause on its own. But here we have to learn, turn our attention totally away from everybody else. Like in zikr also Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Make, repeat the name of Allah, and this is the cause we learn for our Mashayikh, that turn our attention away from Allah, from everything else. That now while you're making zikr, Hazrat says, you'll think, hey, my wife said I must buy bread and milk. And if I don't go home with the bread and milk, big tofan at home. Why you didn't come with this, etc.? Allah says, Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. You know whose name you're taking? The owner of the East and the West. If you taking Allah's name, Allah is not going to see to your bread and milk. And what is bread and milk? Allah says, you come in the morning for Fajr Salah, you are in my responsibility. Now your work, everything, you will see, I will do it for you. And it will be so easy as if Allah is, and not as if it is only Allah that is doing it for us. Now when you turn your attention totally away from everything else, or taraf, say hatakar, now say Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. When you understand this, now you will understand in front of who you sing. Only Allah is. When you say Allah is the greatest, it means even your own self negate. I think, hey, I'm somebody great. I'm a big CEO. Or I own this country. Or I'm the Prime Minister. No, only Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. Only Allah is great, in other words. But to negate everything else, Allah Ta'ala has taught us Allahu Akbar. Because Shaitan fools us and he makes us think that I am also somebody. So to take out everything Allah Ta'ala has taught us, say Allahu Akbar and realize one other thing is, not that you just coming to ask for your needs by Allah Ta'ala. Allah is calling you to ask for your needs, make shukr to Allah. That Allah, first of all, you made me. You gave me existence. And existence also not in any form. Existence in ashraful makhlukat. And how you made me. Allahu Akbar. Just when I put my head on the bed, my sleep comes, I don't even know when. When I have to get up, immediately you wake me up and I'm moving. Allahu Akbar. We hear today, a person gets up in the morning, he's trying to move, he say my back is stuff. What has happened? Pinches. Some nerve is twisted and going for x-rays and MRI and this and that, and nobody seems to understand what has happened. And only turn to Allah, whether it's sickness, whether it's health, wealth, whatever. So make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. It's supposed to be our nature, but as Hazrat teaches us, myself, I don't know how to make shukr to Allah. We get up in the morning, we just start moving. Whereas the first thing we should be saying, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. Allah, you gave me another life. So to say, yesterday's life, I wasted. And Allah is so kind. What you made shukr and you realize that yesterday I made a mess of my life and now I'm starting a new life. Allah gives you a new book, a book in your life. So every day you can cancel your past, make tawbah istighfar, and get up in the morning, oh Allah, I praise you. You gave me another life and now I'm going to live for you, I'm going to die for you. So then when a person says, Allahu Akbar, oh Allah, only you are the greatest. تو اسی وقت بادشاہ عالیجہ اپنے بندہ کے قصد اور ارادہ پر مطلع ہو کر عنایت خاص مرحمت فرماتا ہے اللہ اکبر. Then at that moment, immediately when you said Allah Akbar and you surrender to Allah Rabbul Izzat, immediately Allah, the King of Kings, who is the most mighty and most great King, He immediately knows your intention. That look at my servant. He has come in my court with great respect, with adab also. And to learn adab, Allahu Akbar. That is why we have to learn the love of Allah Ta'ala. Muhabbat, khud adab-e muhabbat sikhate hai. That when you got love, then you'll know the etiquettes of love. And things that you love, you like to do what you like. Now you just got married and you learn the love of your wife. Now you see your whole nature changes. What your mother also says, but you used to like that all the time. Now you say, no, I don't like it anymore. In the meantime, your wife likes it. Now learn what Allah likes. Not what how I like to dress, or how I like to walk, how Allah wants me to walk. How Allah loves me. That is how I will come in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So now immediately Allah Ta'ala knows that my banda, his intention has come to meet me, to present his needs. Allah Ta'ala turns his full attention to you in ayat-e-khas. What special favors and mercy. Allah Ta'ala special mercy descends upon a person. Allahu Akbar. Immediately Allah Ta'ala's full attention to you. And this is when we perform namaz, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us to perform namaz. Not like how we want to understand. And that is why deen cannot be understood on our own. The deen itself came directly to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Qurani Kareem, the words also, and the explanation of Qurani Kareem also. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed it on to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. If we don't go in this chain, and you think you are big muhakkik, that I have studied now, I've got lot of knowledge, and you want to do your research, you'll make tahreef in deen. In other words, you'll give all misinterpretations of the ayats of Qurani Kareem. As we see today, in the so-called modern world, and we say we know our deen, but how we have misinterpreted of what is putting our trust in Allah Ta'ala. Tying your camel and then wearing all these stupid things we have brought, such ahadith we don't even connect to them. Allahu Akbar. And that is why our Shaykh teaches us that Allah Ta'ala has taught us, send Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam. And those that were present, they'll understand what was the mansha and what was the command of Allah. If you are not present there, for example, a father is laying on his bed on a Sunday morning. Then he calls his son, Muhammad, bring me a glass, bring me water. Now Muhammad will know, my father is sleeping, so I must take water in a glass. He won't go with a bucket of water, because he is there, he knows where his father is seeing, so he goes with a glass of water. And on a Sunday, a Saturday afternoon, his father is standing outside with his sleeves folded up by the car. He says, Muhammad, bring me water. The same word. Now Muhammad knows he must come with a bucket of water. Their father wants to wash the car. So he was present, that's why he knows. Sahaba radiallahu also, they were present in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they knew exactly how to perform namaz. They understood deen from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they gave us the correct interpretation. For example, an ayat comes down, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّحْلُكَ. Don't put your hands into destruction. We'll give a whole totally concocted interpretation of this ayat. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala taught us what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, which came from Allah ta'ala. That is, when it comes to standing and going out in the path of Allah, don't keep your hand restrained. You put yourself in destruction. Allahu Akbar. We'll give the total opposite meaning. And that is why, sadly today, we want to become our own muhakkiks. The more we study, we think, no, we are very intelligent. Whereas great personalities, Sahaba, then Tabi'in, what Christ, they presented our deen on a golden tray. We just have to eat. Why we want to go reinvent the wheel again and want to become like big muhakkik? So we have to understand that, and that is why you see today even you get such foolish people who say that you don't go and stand in front of Allah every day and go up and down like exercises. No, just meditate 2 minutes and you closely connected to Allah. That meditation is just a bluff. That is shaitani dhoka and you're fooling yourself. So we have to understand. Now when you said this and you said Allahu Akbar, so to say Allah's special favors, Allah's rahmat is descending upon such a person that you can't imagine how Allah Ta'ala is bestowing us with unlimited favors. Now a person then, Allah Ta'ala says, when you have raised your hands, what is the description of this? Aur utana dono hato ko takbir mein, das bardar hona dono jahan se. Now when you lift your hands and in saying Allahu Akbar, that is you have surrendered. That, oh Allah, I surrender myself like a soldier. He surrenders himself if he's got caught. Then he says, no, I'm no more fighting against. I surrendered, now what you? So we say, Allah, we surrendered. And not only surrendered, we put both the worlds behind us. We don't want anything, oh Allah, we only want you. Not even reward. Oh Allah, we have surrendered ourselves only for you. And why shouldn't we surrender to Allah? Who else can we surrender to? Yeah, only Allah Ta'ala who has made us. Allah who has given us all our abilities. What functions, Allahu Akbar. The whole world put together can't help you. Does that explain that recently, few years ago, a heart specialist and also a good person, Muslim, he is now an experienced heart specialist and is about to do an operation. He even gave anesthetic to that patient. And just to start, when he bows down to start the operation, he gets a heart attack. So if his heart is not in his own control, where is he going to fix the heart of somebody else? Yeah, the control is only in Allah Rabbul Izzat. Only Allah. So when we surrender, that is who we must surrender to. Don't surrender to anybody else besides Allah. But when we surrender to Allah, unfortunately today, we haven't come to surrender to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala shows us, we became the slaves of the world. And they're making toys with us. They're bombarding us. They're just murdering us. And we're still not surrendering to Allah. We have to run back to Allah Ta'ala. They closed down our masjids where they know where is the court you're going to surrender to Allah. They kept us away because we stayed away. And we, Allah Ta'ala's system is, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّ بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. When you cause oppression to yourself, you turn away from Allah, Allah doesn't come with a stick to hit you. Allah sends other oppressors, and you'll say now, oh, the mutawallis closed the masjid, the government closed the masjid, masjid, I must realize myself particular, I close the masjid. That I didn't go regular for my salah. And when Allah gave me a special invitation, so when a person realizes, he stands up, he surrenders to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and thus bardar, that now you in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat, you gave up all your ambitions, everything, and dono jahase, from both the worlds also. That you're not making salah just for Jannat, you're making a salah for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And that is the greatest thing, wa ridwanu min Allahi akbar, that the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is why Allah has brought us here. And Allah created us not to love in the world and just become like zombies or to become lost and fall into depression, etc. When we turn away from Allah, our direction goes in the wrong direction, then see how we become. And people become drug addicts, and then they become suicidal and havoc to society. But when you turn back to Allah, even that person who is a drug addict, no rehab will help him. Nothing will help him. He's got the ability. Allah gave him power and strength. How he went in the opposite direction, you got the same strength to come in the right direction. So just come in the right direction and see how Allah Ta'ala will sort out our problem. Then further, Hazrat explained now, your niyat or takbir farz hai. That is to make intention of making salah only for Allah. That is farz. And niyat actually is the action of the heart. Niyat has to be made in the heart. And one is, when you're leaving home, your intention was for namaz. But to be present, istihdar in niyat. When you're starting your namaz, to be attentive and to make in your heart that, oh Allah, I'm making for you. But for a beginner in the start, that is why in madrasa we were taught how to make niyat. I'm making 4 rakats for us. That is for a beginner to get used to it, that it comes out from your heart. Otherwise, to continue your whole life, many people, they're so old, they're still making niyat with their tongue. That is bidat. Niyat is the condition of the heart. And a person has to train, and this will only come when we train ourselves with zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then you could have been doing some important work. The moment you came in the court of Allah, now your niyat is. And as Hazrat explained, the pious servants will scan one two moments and realize, I'm in the court of Allah, only for Allah Rabbul Izzat. And takbir-e-tahreema, as we explained, the first to lift your hands, that is sunnah. But to say the first Allahu Akbar, which makes now everything haram, no looking around, no walking, no talking, nothing, that is farz. And many a times we don't know the masail also, or we are negligent, and we didn't even say Allahu Akbar. So loud that you can hear yourself, and the person next to you might able to also hear you slightly. Not so loud that now the imam also gets confused. That many people, Allahu Akbar, they come late in namaz and they saying Allahu Akbar. And that same time imam is going into ruku, now the whole jamaat is in mix up. No, we have to understand and learn deen from our pious elders. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform namaz how you saw me performing. Which means that is the chain. Learn from our mashayikh, those ulama'i rabbaniyin, who has learned from their elders. And they learn from their elders. And they learn from their elders. Then you'll have the proper understanding of namaz. Just you won't get in the kitab. In the kitab you'll get all the masail, etc., which is important. But the real reality of namaz, and then the connection with namaz, this is where you will get at the feet of the pious servants of Allah. And that is why Allahu Akbar, a judge, Nazir Akbar Abadi, he was a judge in the British time in the High Court in India. But when he got connection with the friend of Allah, then he realized, what is that degree? I'm wasting my time. I think I got a high position. But he said, what is reality of life? That is that you got connected to Allah. And where you will get this connection so beautifully, he said, na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se, din hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. You won't get it just from the kitabs. The kitabs, you'll get all the masail information. But if you didn't see somebody how they performing salah properly, you won't know. We saw our mothers, we just make salah how we saw our mothers performing salah. Or we just saw, we don't take note of our mashayikh, how they perform salah. And especially when they're younger, when they get older now, they got about difficulty, then you seeing the salah and copying that is not the right way. And that is why salah is taught here, the reality. So he says, not even only from kitab, Not even from bayans also you'll get it. You'll get it, buzurgo ki nazar se. That is when you come in the company of the friends of Allah. You humble yourself. You learn about the marifat of Allah. Allah's azmat will come. Then you see the love of Allah Ta'ala coming in your heart. So then you'll understand that the takbir, even if you came a bit late due to some reason, as we learn all the time, be early, be on punctual. Your appointment, you make sure you're there before time. This appointment, nobody reminds you. This appointment, Allah reminds us, it's your appointment. And we're still negligent, then what height of stupidity are we? How are we putting ourselves into destruction? We can see it and our eyes still don't open up. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding. Mm-hmm. So that is why we should understand that to learn deen, we have to follow our aslaf, our pious predecessors. And that is why many people don't understand us and they say, whatever you say your sheikh said. Then who taught you? Your sheikh taught you. So it's natural. Who else you gonna? Why shouldn't you be shy? And you shouldn't be shy to say, this is my sheikh. If you know he's corrected in the right line, and you know he is guiding me properly, then don't be shy to follow him. Don't be shy to dress like him. Who you imitate, Allah will raise you with them on the day of Qiyamah. So otherwise sometimes a person comes, ruku, imam is born in ruku, and you just go and you say the Allahu Akbar while going into ruku. Did you say your Allahu Akbar to start namaz? Or did you say your Allahu Akbar for ruku? It mustn't happen you come into the qabr, or you come on the day of Qiyamah 50 years, you thought I made namaz. You see your account is zero. We never start our salah. So that is why it's so important. Baad uske dua iftitah hai aur usme ta'zim aur tawheed. After that now, it is the dua of presenting yourself, starting your conversation with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And there also great honor with respect, utter respect, how to start your presentation in the high court, Allahu Akbar. Like Allah, and with proper tawheed, the oneness of the greatness of Allah is to penetrate our heart. If you got an important appointment, now you're asking somebody, hey, teach me how to praise this person. What should I say? How do I have to say it, etc.? Allahu Akbar. If Allah Ta'ala had to leave it to us to learn how to present our case in front of Allah, none of us should be able to do it. We won't know. We sometimes use words of disrespect also, and we think we're praising a person. Many a times we use words which is not appropriate to our ustaz, our sheikh, etc. And we think I praise my sheikh. Allahu Akbar. Like Hazrat explained, one alim also, he wrote a kitab on the seerah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, Hazrat, how do I go and present this in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat says, it's not a matter of presenting it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's the matter of asking forgiveness, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I wrote if I made any mistake here, and obviously there must be mistakes. If I made any mistake, then please forgive me, Allahu Akbar. And here, Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity that you come in my court. And Allah didn't only make one court in the world, one royal court in Makkah Sharif. Allah made all over to visit Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is a great honor. Everybody desires. But for that, you have to go to Medina Sharif. You have to spend money. You have to go. And everybody can't go all the time. But to visit and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, obviously, what a personality. But our elders taught us, Ba'das Khuda Buzurg Tuhi. After Allah Ta'ala, you are the greatest. And Allah is the greatest. Allah made His court all over. And for the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even if you're on the road somewhere, there's no masjid, there also the earth is for Allah Ta'ala. There also you just get connected to Allah Ta'ala. Now how to praise Allah when you start, like when you make salam, how to make salam to a great person respectably. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala has taught us, Subhanakallahumma sana, that, oh Allah, you are totally pure, free from any weakness, any blemish. Not that you were weak and then you became powerful. Or not that you are powerful and you'll get old and you'll get weak. No, nothing like that. Allah Ta'ala is pure, was pure, will ever be pure. Allah is free from, and not pure how we think as far as Aliyazu Billah, Taharat is concerned. Free from any weakness, any blemish, anything. Allah doesn't feel sleepy. Allah doesn't feel hungry. Allah gives sleep to the whole world. Allah gives food to the whole world. So Allah, you are totally pure. Wa bihamdik. And all praises belongs only to you. Allahu Akbar. One is a person praise himself, which is the height of stupidity. You shouldn't be praising yourself. But even that, you praise yourself, or somebody else praise you, and the third is, Allah praises himself. And that is the worthy, that is the only worthy. And Allah praises His servant, like how Allah praises the Anbiya in the Quran, وَاسْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ وَاسْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ. They think about Ismail alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi, all these great, great. وَاسْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمِ. They teach them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remind them about Maryam alayhi salam, what a pure, chaste woman she was. So, all the praises you can get is belongs only to Allah. Because even if you think that it's my achievement, I did this, who gave you that ability? I put up this masjid, who gave you that ability? Who gave you that money? If somebody else is praising you, that is also their kindness from Allah Ta'ala, that they're looking, they can't see your fault, they're looking at your goodness. So all praises only from Allah. And whether we praise Allah or we don't praise Allah, Allah is as great as He is all the time. وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ. And oh Allah, your name is so blessed, so Mubarak, that a person who just starts taking Allah's name, daily you make zikr, Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, people will start coming to ask you for du'as. Then people will say, blow on me, etc. And it's not that the you, it is the barakat of the name of Allah. Allah's name is so Mubarak that the whole world is functioning. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la taqumu sa'a hatta yuqala fil ard, Allah, Allah. The world will not come to an end, even if there's one person in the remotest village, not even making salah, but taking Allah's name, the world will carry on function. It's not the government, it's no infrastructure, it's Allah Ta'ala's name's barakat. Then how much barakat in deen? Then how much barakat in salah? Allahu Akbar. We can't imagine. Wa ta'ala jadduk. Oh Allah, your majesty is so high. This is not an ordinary court. This is a royal court, Allahu Akbar. And everybody is allowed. A poor person, a rich person, white in color, dark, black in color, any person from whichever race, creed, whatever, everybody has got open and in this royal court. Wala ilaha ghayruk. And there is nobody besides you, O Allah. Laysa kamithli shay. We hear it in Asma'ul Husna. There is nobody like you. Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Who can be? Can there be anybody besides you? And Hazrat explained, our Dada Shaykh explained, the loving translation of La ilaha illallah. That is why we have to do the course. Then when we say La ilaha illallah, then we're saying, we're declaring, Ya Allah, siwai tere koi sahara nahi. Siwai tere koi hamara nahi. Besides you, who is there, O Allah? Who is my support besides you? If a husband, wife tells that to a husband and he's got a heart, he'll say, don't worry, my beloved, I'll do everything for you. But he can get a heart attack the next minute. When you tell that to Allah, Allahu Akbar. So Ya Hazrat has given the brief translation of this. Yani saat paaki ke, yaad karta hu main tujhko. What purity, I remember you, O Allah. O my beloved Allah. Or saat tarif ka, teri. And what all your praises, O Allah. And bahut khubi yo ka hai naam tera. And your name is of very all beautiful qualities and very blessed. Or bahut buland hai martaba. And your position, your status is very, very, very high, O Allah. You are such a majestic being that we can't imagine your greatness, your position. Or nahi koi laik bandagi ke siwa tere. Then a person realizes, you declare, who is this? Nobody worthy of worship besides you, O Allah. And you make shukr Allah Ta'ala has brought us in His court without deserving it. To read this dua is sunnat. When we know this, now we will read our sana. Otherwise we don't even know, did I read sana or no? Sometimes you the imam also, you just start and you read sana, you don't even give people chance to read that. So this dua is sunnat, and jis qadar kalam ta'zim aur tawheed ke is banda ke zuban se sadir hoti hai. And how you supposed to be praising Allah, and how you supposed to be showing respect to Allah, Allah Ta'ala Himself has taught us through the beloved lips of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how much shukr shouldn't we make? Allah give us tawfiq in understanding. Subhanallah.